Deborah Markins, Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Markris, M-A-K-R-I-S. Date of birth is 3-16-1954. This is for date of service, 5-11-2023. Miss Markris is a 69-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her hypothyroidism management. She was diagnosed with hypothyroidism in 2013. She also has a history of atrial fibrillation and hypertension. For her hypothyroidism, she is on levothyroxine 125 micrograms daily. The patient was recently diagnosed with atrial fibrillation. She was placed on diltiazem. At this point, we are awaiting the current thyroid function studies. She reports symptoms of palpitations, dry skin, fatigue, and some weight gain over the years. She reports hair loss after COVID and some mood swings. She also has a history of a hysterectomy. She reports temperature intolerance, both heat and cold. She denies any compressive symptoms at the thyroid. Plan number one for her hypothyroidism management, we will continue the levothyroxine 125 micrograms daily. I will check a current thyroid function panel and assess the levels before adjusting the dose. Next number, we will check a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level. I will also check a TPO antibody level and a thyroglobulin antibody level. Next number, I have also ordered a thyroid ultrasound to delineate her thyroid gland and assess for any thyroid nodules. Next number, for her atrial fibrillation, the patient was placed on diltiazem. I would like to see if her thyroid labs, when she was admitted for atrial fibrillation, were showing elevated levels of free T4 or free T3 level, which could have started the atrial fibrillation. At this point, I will wait for the labs before adjusting her thyroid medication. Next number, for her hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number, follow up with the primary care provider at Dr. Maxwell's office. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.